一无所有了。
没有。They wanna know. Hey.
没有。
Hey.
没有。
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And I was going to start with New Year's resolutions, but we should start with this. Listen to this. Here's a tweet from Sinister J at @hoodiejello0_. Bruh, my mom saw Zendaya in Oakland and ... Bruh, crying laughing face. I'm weak.
Can you play the clip here?
Because my son ain't going to believe it.
Hi.
Say hi, Jordan.
Hi,
guess
Jordan.
Who it is? Your girl from the show, 13 Reasons.
Oh, I'm not on that show.
You not on that show?
I'm on Euphoria, darling.
Oh, Euphoria. I said the wrong.
To be fair.
Expertly.
Expertly. I'm on the wrong. That's not my show. Zendaya was not hooed in the situation. The show was hooed. I think that
No, because she was recognized. That's a famous person. That's Zendaya. Mm-hmm. My son loves her. And then she was like, oh, you're on that show, 13 Reasons. It's like, oh, okay, a different show about teens like doing drugs and being upset.
Being upset teens. I still think not that the argument really has been made one way or another, but my interpretation of this argument is that the shows Euphoria and 13 Reasons Why are being hooed in this scenario, not necessarily Zendaya. Do you have a counter or do you
No,
agree?
I just think that every TV show is a who and like, there's too many shows, so of course she's going to mix up these two TV shows that are the same, essentially.
And I also think this has literally never happened to Catherine Langford. So
no, Catherine Langford would not have been
No mom has ever gone up to Catherine Langford and been like, oh my god, can you take a video for my son who loves your show, Euphoria? And she's like, no, I'm on 13 Reasons. This situation has never happened to anyone else.
You're right. Like, this is actually technically not a hooing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a further down the line. Like, she still got recognized as mm-hmm. herself, a famous person, Zendaya.
Yeah. And I think the Euphoria cast members, I think, are more recognizable. Like, you got your Maude Apatow. You got your Barbie Ferreira. You got your Zendaya. Right? Would you say that they're more recognized? The kids on 13 Reasons are just so dull. Like, is the main kid 13 Reasons or is the main kid Love, Simon? I can't tell the difference between Love, Simon
it's
and 13
not
Reasons.
About, I think the everyone except for Zendaya is just more of an up-and-coming actor type that
yeah,
wouldn't
you're right.
immediately be recognized. Maybe on Euphoria they're more colorful in terms of just like being more exciting to look at, more recognizable, mm-hmm. whatever. But, like, who knows what they're like outside of the show?
Zendaya is the biggest star of all of them, though. And she
That's
handled
true.
That so well. Imagine knowing, if you were Zendaya, did you know that would be the subject of a viral tweet? Like, that is going to...
No, you
that
know
is going
immediately.
To go on Twitter.
She probably did that and went, all right, well, that's going to be on the internet in about 14 minutes.
That's going to be funny. That's going to be funny.
It is funny. You just can't get mad.
I know. And I love like innocent mom mix-ups. You can never be mad at an innocent mom who's mixed it up.
My mom still thinks that I'm in Westworld. Like,
are you serious?
Years ago, you thought that I was in traffic. Mom, you did not give birth to Tandy Newton.
No, and like,
never.
To be fair, those are very similar shows.
We were Lindsay
to a
and I
mom
were in,
who doesn't watch one. Yeah,
Lindsay and I were in the Brooklyn Museum. Shout out to the Brooklyn Museum yesterday.
Oh.
And this mom came up to us and was like, "I wanted. Are you the two who host that podcast?" And we were like, "Yeah." And she was like, it's my daughter's
no,
favorite
she
podcast."
No, she goes, "Are you podcast people?
Are you podcast people?" And we were like, "Yeah." And she goes, "You know, my daughter." You're her favorite podcast, and she's too embarrassed to come up to you, but I just wanted to tell you. We were like, oh, thank you so much. And she was like, she's obsessed with Pod Save America. And I was like, well, we're actually not Pod Save America. We're Who
That's
Weekly.
That's not but, true. You missed all that story. The girl who, like, that is going to be so mad. No, yeah. She didn't do that. That would have been funny, though.
Yeah. Are you the host of the Chernobyl podcast? Are you the Chernobyl guy? And the
It'd
Chernobyl
be funny
host?
To be recognized for a podcast, but the wrong podcast, because yeah. that just wouldn't even, that doesn't...
We, our faces aren't, we don't do faces.
No, it's true. And also, like, we wouldn't be recognized for a different, similar podcast, which would not start, be Pod Save America.
We should start doing the podcast thing where you, like, take the photo at this outside of the studio. Like, it's always the exact same photo, but, like, you're with the new person, but it should just be the two of us and a split screen.
Like, we never have a guest, so it's just the two of us.
And it's always just, like,
we're never there.
Like, a cardboard cutout, and we're never in the same room. Speaking of Twitter... Here's a good segue. That's a pretty good segue. Speaking of Twitter.
Were you speaking of Twitter?
Well, I have to actually go back a subject.
Sure.
Returning to Twitter, speaking of Twitter, Sharon Stone tweeted early this morning, which is 12:38 our time. It would have been 9:38 p.m. L.A. time, which is, I think Sharon Stone lives in California still, or is mostly in California. I went on the at Bumble dating site, S-I-G-H-T, and they closed my account. Eye emoji, which I think is a lot of fun. It's not the eyes emoji. It's,
no,
two,
it's
two single eyes.
Eyes. It's two a scary. Eyes. It's scarier than the eyes. Yeah. Instead of looking shadily to your left, it's like staring straight ahead in fear.
It's Sharon Stone looking at you.
Yeah. She's like, what? Eyes.
She says, some users reported that it couldn't possibly be me. Hey, at Bumble, is being me exclusionary? And then a shruggy lady going like, whoop. Don't shut me out of the hive, and then a bumblebee.
What's funny about this is that after exclusionary, the emoji she uses for her is like the blonde white woman. It's like, oh, okay. Which is like, you know, funny. So because Bumble's like, no Sharon Stone's allowed. Anyone but Sharon Stone. No Sharon Stones.
So Sharon Stone is upset. She wants to get it back on Bumble, but she can't do it. Sharon Stone needs to get on Raya. This is a Zendaya situation.
No, but Sharon Stone doesn't want to date. It's Raya. And Sharon Stone doesn't want to date other, like, young, famous people. She's not trying to date, like, Gene Simmons' son or, like, you know, some guy that does cinematography for, like, Euphoria.
She just wants to date, like, a normal businessman.
She wants to date, like, a mechanic.
I think she still wants, like, I don't think Sharon Stone's dating a blue collar. I think Sharon Stone is not, like,
I
think she wants, like, a businessman. Like, a guy who wears a suit.
A businessman.
I think she wants a guy who wears a suit.
What would be his job? Like tax
accountant?
Because,
you know, like Sandra Bullock is like, I want a guy who wears overalls. You know, like some famous ladies are like, I want a normal, like, I want to date a mechanic. I think Sharon Stone is like, I want a man
who handles
money
every day. What do you mean? I think Sharon Stone joined Bumble to date a normal guy.
I'm just saying, in the movie Book Club, when Candace Bergen joins Bumble, she still gets a doctor and a lawyer and a businessman.
Yeah, because that's a movie written by whatever. My point is...
Mm-hmm. Aaron Sorkin wrote Book Club.
That's a movie...
It was written by Aaron Sorkin. Aaron Sorkin's Book Club.
Picked up a husband along the way?
No. Like I said, I'm way too good at forecasting risk. I figure by now I've saved myself a lot of money and legal fees.
True debt.
Okay, but Sharon Stone, that's a funny tweet. She's a funny tweeter. She wants to mingle. She's single and she would like to mingle, and Bumble is not letting her. So please, Bumble, at Bumble.
Yeah. Why are you exclusionary against Sharon Stone?
Don't shut her out of the hive.
This is also such an advertisement for Bumble. Like, it makes me mad.
It says...
Like, Sharon's doing Spawn. She's not, but, like, she is.
The screen grab she put on is so funny because it's just like, imagine Sharon outraged. Oh, she did it at Central Time. So it was at, like, 10:40 p.m. Anyway, she, like... Screen grab, maybe she was in Aspen. They're all in Aspen these days. She screen grabs the Bumble and it says, you've been blocked. We're committed to keeping Bumble safe, which means we have to enforce certain rules when our values are violated. Your account has been blocked because we've received several reports about your profile being fake. It wasn't fake. This reminds me, I was involved in the Lyft thing. Did you hear about the Lyft thing?
No.
Oh my God. So I get this email like 2 weeks ago and it says, subject, please update your account. And it's from Lyft.
Uh-oh.
It says, hello there. We noticed the name on your Lyft account doesn't align with our community guidelines.
Yeah,
as part of Lyft's guidelines,
We
require all members of the Lyft community be respectful and help create a comfortable ride for all. We're asking you to update your display name by 12/21. And then it's like, I was like, what? What name? What? Turns out I was among the people that they thought my name was fake and being dirty, even though my last name actually is Finger. And so...
If you were thinking of a dirty name, if Bobby Finger was like the best you got, that would be an issue.
No, you're 9
You'd
years
be
old.
Like in fifth grade.
You're 9 years old. And so like 2 hours later, I get an email that says, an apology from Lyft. Hi there. Earlier today, we mistakenly sent you communications asking you to update your name on the Lyft account. The message was sent in error. We're trying to improve our systems to create a safe and respectful community, and we missed the mark. Rest assured, your name doesn't go against our community guidelines, and we're so sorry we communicated otherwise. Isn't that funny?
Do you think that, like... Yeah, it's funny. Do you think that they did a weird... Something happened where there was, like, a list of dirty words that was too expansive that... Like auto shut off a bunch of accounts and then send out
that's
those
exactly
emails,
what happened.
Kind of ish by accident, not
like Gizmodo. One of them wrote about it. It was like a list of like frequently used dirty words, and like an algorithm did it, and then they realized an algorithm isn't good enough.
Right, finger.
I just wrote
on
back.
That list.
This is offensive, and I want free credit. You know what I should say? I'm gonna write. I'm gonna write back, and I'm gonna say, hey,
yeah,
hey, Lyft, is being me exclusionary?
Shut up.
Don't shut me out of the Hive.
Shut up. But that's not... She said Hive because it's Bumble.
No, I know, but... Hey, look. My email makes as much sense as Sharon Stone's.
Don't shut me out
hey,
of the
Liv,
Hive.
Hey, Liv, is being me exclusionary? Don't shut me out of the Hive.
Shut up.
That's good. Okay.
What's Sharon Stone looking for, if anything?
A big one.
Well, that's me out.
Well, it's obviously true.
That's true. I like them tall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
tall,
what I'm saying.
Right.
Tall, lofty.
Yes.
Yeah, lofty.
Lofty, weighty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Girthy.
Girthy. Well, you'll be all right. You're girthy and earthy.
Speaking of male, here we go. Speaking of male, Janina Gavankar is back in the news because she is feuding with the Daily Mail.
I'm a little confused about this.
It's a little bit confusing. I was putting it in the newsletter last week, patreon.com/weekly, and I was sort of like reading what she said and what they said and what they claimed and what she claimed, and I was like, what? Because...
So Janina took the famously fun
our dear friend Janina Gavankar.
Our friend, Janina.
Our dear friend.
Who's friends Janina. With Megan. But she's friends with us,
friends
so we're
Megan.
Friends with Megan.
We're 2 degrees from Megan. Think about it.
Remember
we're
when she called them my friends every time she said them? Never their names. That was amazing.
At the wedding. Okay. At my friend's wedding.
At my friend's wedding. So Janina took this amazing Christmas card photo, which Priyanka Chopra, like, that was the last straw.
Priyanka Chopra melted. She probably
like killed the dog, the new one. Sorry, that's a bad joke, but it's funny.
No, it's
okay,
a good
whatever.
Joke.
She didn't.
And then Nick Jones like, thank God I didn't want this dog.
No. Okay. So enough about Priyanka Chopra, who is
she
so
killed
mad
the dog.
She killed the dog.
She killed
okay.
the dog. Janina took the picture.
Janina took the picture of her best friend, Meghan, and Meghan's husband, Prince Harry, and their baby, Archie.
Which we didn't know. I'm sorry I'm interrupting. But, like, Janina, in true Janina fashion, the photo comes out first, and it's like the Duchess and Prince took a Christmas photo, and there's Archie, and it's this cute photo. Here's the Christmas photo. Look how beautiful it is. And then, like, hours later, no one is asking who took this photo. Literally, zero people were like, I wonder who took this
no,
photo.
No, come on. Our friend Shawnee definitely asked who took this
and
photo.
And then Janina comes out and tweets, so honored. What is it? Like, so honored to have taken my friend's Christmas card. Here's the
so
full version below.
So proud to have taken the Christmas photo for one of my best friends and her family. Here's the original that was sent out, cropped to fit IG, and to the mail. I see your campaign against my friend continues. Nice
my
Photoshop
friend.
Of my non-Photoshopped image. Now may we all... Meanwhile, the image literally sparkles, so I know it's not Photoshop, but it's like animated.
It's gone through a filter.
I mean, it's also black and white, so it's being filtered. The point is I don't really understand. Do I believe the Daily Mail photoshopped this in some way? Of course I do. It's a Daily Mail. Can I tell what they actually did?
So I'm sending you, I mean, you can look at, I mean, we all have the Daily Mail page open, but they posted, here's the thing, it's a GIF, which means it's animated, which means it's multi-frame.
Oh, also, I see which what means, they did.
Which means it's also a compressed image, right?
Yes,
because
I
you
see
have to take
they...
this thing. They
God,
found
they fucking Photoshop.
What
they
did
just
was
found a frame.
They found one frame that looks weird. And it's a GIF, so it doesn't look good. That's the problem. And here's...
They found a frame in which her face is weirdly clear and his face is blurry, which honestly looks insane. But
and they said, oh, looks like Megan photoshopped her face, but not her husband's, which is a deranged thing to say, because the rest of the thing, they alternate between looking good and looking bad, because
but also
it's a
not,
GIF.
She photoshopped it to look clear, but it's the exact same photo as the original GIF.
Yes.
No one looks different.
So both parties are sort of behaving ridiculously. The Daily Mail picked and chose a frame that supports their argument. Janina was not understanding what the Daily Mail was doing and was like, here's the same thing over again, which you could still pick the blurry frame from Janina's GIF.
Right, the argument is that Megan would purposefully make her face more in frame than Harry's, which makes no sense at all. Maybe next time don't, like, make it a GIF. I don't know. Just a suggestion.
That was kind of stupid. We should all learn.
The Daily Mail does have it out for Megan and is terrible to her. And this one example makes no sense, but it is part of a larger truth. So it's kind of funny that this has to be Janina's part in this whole thing.
Yeah.
But they are pretty mean to her.
They're mean and they continue. So, like, did you scroll down? They did this weird.
No.
Look at this. So they posted this thing where they, like, adjusted the curves and the brightness and the contrast and the levels.
No.
And it says,
no.
Edit. And listen, the caption for this photo, which is brightened.
This is insane.
And again, Megan's face is crystal clear. And so is Archie's, to be fair. The only blurry face is Harry's. And again,
this
it's because
Photoshop.
It
because
says,
they should be
Lindsay, it says, all caps, edited image, --. Research by Mail Online's Picture Desk. I'm sorry, what does Mail Online's Picture Desk look like? It's Wayne Knight from Jurassic Park. It's covered in cigarettes. It's like three old computers, and it's him being like,
I finished debugging the phones. I was going to debug, so I did. I told me that, so I debugged the phones. And I thought maybe you should tell you that the system is going to be compiling for 18 to 20 minutes. So some of the minor systems, they might go on or off for a while, but it's nothing to worry about. It's just simple.
Okay, research by Mail Online's Picture Desk, which flattened out the shadows on Megan's face. Also, that's not real terminology. Appears to show it was later added onto her body. So their
new claim
is that they literally pasted a Megan face on top of some other woman.
I mean, the only thing I can actually think of is this.
What?
They took like a frame of Megan where her face was clear, and then they like smushed all of the GIF together, like in one, like they took all the different frames of the GIF and smushed it into one photo, flattened it, which is what they literally said, made this mess of a photo.
They say they flattened out the shadows, which could be interpreted in any way you want. Like, that doesn't mean anything. What they could have, you know, they could have used one of those websites where it's like, make your baby, where you put like two faces and then it just like mixes the faces. They put all the frames and they mixed all the frames and they got this one thing.
Whatever this is that they've created is so disgusting.
Point is, what Janina should have said is, you're being ridiculous. That's how GIFs work. But she is misunderstanding what they were even saying.
They're
you know?
Not trying to be mean with this. They're just psychos. And this is the only way they can like figure out how to like post a GIF on their website.
And they would have done. And if they hadn't done this, the thing about the Daily Mail and what they do in the rest of this story is that like, it's like summer saying. So most of the story is just tweets from other people being like, is Megan's face photoshopped? If you can find a tweet to support any argument,
right.
You can
right.
find a tweet to support it. It's stupid.
Right.
But that's
so
what the Daily Mail does.
Right. Again, it's not, this is stupid.
Yeah. So
all the things.
But good for Janina. Janina's got another news cycle. We haven't talked about Janina in a while.
Well, she's on the morning show, but nobody's watching nor talking about it.
You are.
And you get your own fucking pizza. This is my pizza. Taking my pizza. I earned this shit.
Fuck you, Mom.
Oh, fuck you, kid.
What else are we talking about today? Oh no.
In other sad news. Channing Tatum and Jessie J broke up.
Did I think they would break up eventually? I think I did. But I did not think it would have happened this quickly. I think that they had another good year left in them. This actually was very surprising to me, and I'm being genuine.
I think these two had a lot of fun together.
Yeah. It seemed like they
were a good match.
Yeah.
They both, their personalities were ridiculous, which works.
Uh-huh.
I'm sad. I think his custody stuff got a little bit intense.
Yeah.
She was
custody
like,
stuff?
Yeah, because him and Jenna Dewan are like still figuring out, like, it's always in the papers. It's always in the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
Talk about custody of the kid. This and that, because she's pregnant again, getting married, like again. You know, there. I think Jessie J was just like, it was, you know, not so fun.
So right after they broke up, Channing Tatum was seen on Raya. And then that was its own headline, you know, where Channing Tatum is moving on really quickly. He's already on Raya. Then they had to do a Jessie J angle, which is like, here's how Jessie's doing. And she said, what?
Maybe Channing and Sharon can go on a date.
Oh, Channing and Sharon would be great. He's got to get on Bumble, though.
No, well, Sharon's going to get on Raya, and then Channing and Sharon can go out.
She wrote an Instagram story that said, she said, in the caption, she wrote, delayed emotions are ... well, ... not so fun. And then, what is this from? The Inquisitor or something?
This is nuts.
Jessie J's side of the story was covered on E! Online in what might be my favorite story of December. And it says, it's just amazing writing. Here's the lead. Jessie J is shining a flashlight on her emotions, which is honestly grounds for jail, imprisonment.
Because, like her song Flashlight?
Because it references also Give Me a Lobotomy, because I recognize that this is a reference to Jessie J's song Flashlight, which number one wasn't a hit, and number two should not be recognized by anyone.
Another way to open that, it would be like Jessie J's emotions are not as fun as playing dominoes.
Or it would be no, Jessie's very sad. No.
Jessie's relationship has gone bang bang.
It would say,
do you know more Jessie J songs?
She got a breakup like a Cadillac.
No.
Which makes as much sense as she got a body like a Cadillac. None of these make sense.
She may not have a body like a Cadillac, but she did break up with Channing Tatum.
Huh.
No? That's better. Yours was just a word.
I don't really know another Jessie J song.
Me neither. I think we have them all. Flashlight,
anyway,
domino, bang, bang.
You know
and
what?
That's
I take it back. Jessie J is shining a flashlight in her emotions. I'll take it. Then it says, just over a week ago, a source confirmed to E! News that the songstress and her famous boyfriend, Channing Tatum, had called it quits. Also, he should get a job title. Had called it quits. Famous for what? Do your job. He had called it quits after just over a year of dating. The source noted that they parted ways as a couple, but are still good friends, which I like believe.
Blah.
Despite any good terms, it seems the breakup is hitting the singer. Quote, delayed emotions are ... well, ... not so fun, she wrote on her Instagram story late Thursday without any further explanation. That's the explanation. When have they given more explanation? They don't give explanation. Earlier in the day, this is my favorite sentence, earlier in the day, the star revisited a Robin Williams classic, one word, Williams classic, Mrs. Doubtfire. Oh no, your cough.
It's okay.
Robin Williams classic, Mrs. Doubtfire.
So let me get this clear. She wrote this note about delayed emotions, but an hours earlier she watched Mrs. Doubtfire.
It was just on her Instagram.
I'm sorry, how do we know the delayed emotions weren't related to watching Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh, it's like hours after she watched Mrs. Doubtfire, she was like, it's really sad that they say divorced at the end of Sapphire.
Yes.
Yeah. You have all the fun and I get whatever's left over.
Oh, you chose a career, Miss
Kim. I have no choices here, Daniel. I have no choices. Even when I try to do something fun, you have to do it 10 times bigger. I bring home a birthday cake and a few gifts. You bring home the goddamn San Diego Zoo and I have to clean up after.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it's not toxic waste. It's just a few party plates.
Why am I the only one that feels there has to be rules.
Oh,
why do you always make me out to be the heavy?
Oh, I don't make you out to be anything. You do it yourself, quite naturally.
You set
Miranda.
Me up, Daniel, every time. Oh, I don't set
you. Oh, lighten up, will you?
A classic breakup film. I know it doesn't seem like it, but you could say that Mrs. Doubtfire is about divorce.
Well, the Mrs. Doubtfire, it's about you know, the fact that, like, things don't always have fairy tale endings, and that
exactly.
sometimes breaking up is the right decision.
Yes, that's why she watched it, and then she had delayed emotions.
Yes.
Okay, yes. We figured it out. We're smart. Maybe there was a reason why that's there.
Yeah.
Maybe E knew.
Yeah. E knew. So.
E knew.
Send me to jail. Mrs. Doubtfire, though, have I told the story on the podcast how my mom hated, we watched Mrs. Doubtfire as a family and my mom was so upset. She hated it.
Why?
She did not think, she thought they were going to get back together at the end. She just thought it was too upsetting for children to watch.
Oh, that's the part you thought was upsetting?
No, she thought it was, she
your mom was mad
so,
that they didn't get
she
back
just
together.
Thought, she just thought it was so sad that they say divorce at the end. It's like, mom.
I mean, but it's like real. That's why that movie is good.
That's why that movie is actually.
Why would you get to back together with your ex-husband who like. Dressed up as your nanny and infiltrated your life to just to like fool you. Mean.
That's a good
Scary.
Point.
Hello?
Hello? I'm calling in regards to the ad I read in the paper.
Yes. Would you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Oh, certainly, dear.
I'm addicted to my children, sir. I love them with all my heart. And the idea of someone telling me I can't be with them, I can't see them every day. It's like someone saying I can't have air.
Okay, what's next? Oh, this is also dark. A lot of dark stuff today.
Yeah, there's a lot of splits on here and darkness.
Randy Gerber, I think these photos are just, so you're going to have to search Randy Gerber, spelled like Gerber baby, Randy Gerber and Cindy Crawford. And Pete Davidson,
this
because the Daily Mail has these paparazzi photos of them allegedly outside of Pete Davidson's apartment.
We're still talking about the Daily Mail. I feel like this is like a very Daily Mail heavy episode already.
Well,
but
I think the reason is actually there's probably it's the end of the year. There's not much celebrity news. Everyone's in Aspen. You know, everyone's doing stuff. So the best headlines are the people that are still like, you know, they got the office lights are still on.
Right. Like because Daily
Full
Mail,
staff is
they don't
there.
Give anyone,
no
they don't
gets
give
holidays.
Anyone vacation. They're no. all like chained to their desk. Meanwhile, so, E! News, they're off gallivanting, you know?
Yeah. The best they can do is Jessie J is shining a flashlight on her emotions. Like
yeah,
that's
somebody called that one in from like their vacation in Hawaii.
Yes. So this is actually, it's more than just the photos. Cause I saw the photos and it was like Randy Gerber and Cindy Crawford look upset. And I thought that what it was about, it was like they looked distressed over having just had like a moment with Kaya, their daughter, and Pete Davidson. And I was like, oh, they're speculating. But apparently they had a source on the ground who was listening to what they were saying.
The source they call the bystander.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, they gave this person their own like separate feature within mm-hmm. the article that says what a bystander heard. And it's just disconnected words because they didn't mm-hmm. hear a lot, but it's really yikes.
I know it. So it says he, the room, it wasn't good, said Randy, according to an eyewitness. Quote, he's got scratched out eyes. His face was like scared as if someone or a camera was on him. Quote, you know, his eyes are very ... and he's like freaking out. Randy continued, quote, how in the hell can he ... be away ... he needs my help. God, that's crazy ... private rehab. Like an hour. Quote, I mean, he loves her. That's about Kaya. And Gerber said that Pete was nearby to a surprise Cindy. You know, he's over there, said Randy. And then there's this photo of Cindy being like, oh, like maybe they overheard him or something. It really does. It's too voyeuristic. It's truly like you are watching a clip of something you were not supposed to have access to. Like footage of a family fight or a family conversation that like you should not be able to see. It's
very weird.
And I mean there are always shades of darkness around Pete Davidson's relationships and Pete Davidson's life, and he's very open about a lot of these things, but this is truly like parents worrying about a kid is a different level, you know?
I mean, also like how old is she? I just forget.
I think she's 20.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is her first like big.
Oh, she's only 18. She's only 18.
Public relationship. She's 18 years old.
She's actually,
old.
And she's only 18. She just turned 18 in September too. She's newly.
They live
18.
In California. She's hanging out in New York with like her new boyfriend. Mm-hmm. They're like freaked out. It's not the craziest thing in terms of if it's just forget all the celebrity stuff, but just a straightforward like their daughter who's 18 is dating an older guy who is seemingly a little erratic and lives across the country. Like you would also maybe.
I'm speculating, be
a little nervous. And so they maybe, show up for the holiday and this is what happens.
What it reads like to me is that like they knew that Pete had dated around, like he dated Margaret Qualley, he dated Ariana Grande, he dated Kate Beckinsale. They were probably like, whatever, like she's having fun, but they'd never actually been in situ, you know? Like they'd never like been to his apartment and actually met him and seen him in his element. And I think that's what this was capturing. Like, they were probably giving him the benefit of the doubt. Like, it's fine. She's young. She's having fun. And then they were like, oh, wait, maybe we should be worried. Should they?
For,
I don't
like,
know.
The first few weeks. And then it just continued on. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the whole thing is just seemingly...
It's just a different...
Dark. And he went on SNL and literally addressed the relationship directly. Once again, I cannot believe how... like horny Lorne Michaels is for like the Pete Davidson talking about his own life on the show. I do not think anyone else on the show gives a shit about that or thinks it's good. They cannot think it's funny or good. Like,
and I can't.
It's crazy to me that it's probably comes from the top this direction.
Yeah, and there's something about it, and I'm not even sure I understand like the politics of SNL or like I can even articulate why it makes me so grossed out. But like something about Lorne, for some reason, maybe it's completely irrational, Lorne comes off really badly in this whole situation to me.
I mean, I think it's for the reason that he doesn't have a great reputation and always comes out bad in
and
this
I
situation.
And I think he seems to be exploiting this in a way that I don't like.
Right. The thing for me is that it never, whenever he goes on the show and talks about himself, it almost seems like it doesn't fit within the rest of the show.
Yeah.
It wasn't written by any of the writers or like written with any of the writers that make the show. Like almost this weird, out of place, self- ego serving comment on your own life for a person who's barely on SNL.
Barely.
You know?
Barely.
It's very strange that it's almost playing into the hands of like a stereotype that is not even necessarily true anymore. This like bad boy, whatever. It's very, very, I think we all see right through it.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Why do you want to learn a new language? Where would you use it and how would it come in handy? This is what I'm asking myself every single day. Even if I'm not planning on going on a trip where I need to use a new language, I'm just like, my brain needs to stay alive. My brain needs to stay active. And there's only so many crossword puzzles I can do in 1 week. And that's why I just feel like putting my mind to the test would just be using Rosetta Stone to improve my language skills.
And I'm always like idealizing. Oh, I want to learn Francais, so when I go to Francais, I can speak French with the person in
France. You go to Quebec.
But really, I'm speaking on a like dream level, which is also great. Use Rosetta Stone to learn the language of a place you're dreaming of visiting. But also, practically, it makes more sense for me to learn Spanish. And if I'm going to learn Spanish, I'm going to do it on Rosetta Stone.
That's amazing.
They've been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users, and they have 25 languages offered. You have fast language acquisition because they immerse you in the language. There aren't English translations, so you really learn to speak, you listen, you think in the language with Rosetta Stone, and it has an intuitive process, so you pick up the language naturally. First words, then phrases, then sentences, which means it's designed for long-term retention. And the app has a true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation, like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's very helpful, okay?
That was good.
Thank you.
It's convenient. There's an amazing value. You can get a lifetime membership and just have every single language, all 25 languages you can have for your lifetime, and you can just work through them as long as you're alive. That's kind of an iconic goal to have. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Who Weekly listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/who. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/who today. You're having a dinner party. It's last minute. You've realized the cocktail I'm making, this happens to Bobby all the time, the specialty cocktail that Josh is making, we're missing an item. We're missing a piece. And it can't be, there's no substitutes. We have to go to the liquor store, but we don't
have
time.
We have to get this particular vermouth or Amaro.
But we can't leave because the oven's on. What are you going to do? What's the solution? What would you do?
DoorDash, because I know that I can get local restaurants, local stores, local establishments, and get it to my apartment in no time.
If you're looking to celebrate with some special drinks, here's to Alcohol Delivers with DoorDash. Getting ready to host, looking to celebrate a special night in, what about a bottle of wine to pair with dinner or some beer to go with your chips and dip? No matter the occasion, if drinks are called for, DoorDash has you covered.
And then you know what? You tip right within the app. They get 100% of the tip. You got to tip your DoorDash drivers always. So save up to 25% off up to a $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code WHO24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening, any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 plus to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Should we talk about Jocelyn?
We can
mention it really quickly just because I think calling it now, Jocelyn Hernandez, who was kind of not original Love and Hip Hop, but early on Love and Hip Hop, hasn't been on the franchise in like 3 years, and she's coming back. She's going to be on Love and Hip Hop Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, she must be up to something, and Mona must know something's going on because Jocelyn's a fan favorite, also loves drama, extremely messy, and I think that we're going to get a lot of good stuff out of this storyline.
I think she also has a spinoff show.
Mm-hmm. She did have a spinoff show, yeah.
At this point of writing in this article about her coming back, didn't have a release date, but it's called Jocelyn's Cabaret, and it's on, you guessed it, the Zeus Network.
Oh, I love the Zeus Network.
The place where the Black China show. I know.
Cut the cameras,
she
dead
has
ass.
That show where she helps to revive a struggling gentleman's club while balancing motherhood. Honestly, wait, that sounds like a great plotline.
That's an incredible concept. That's an incredible
concept. Of course she can do both projects. Maybe her coming back to this is pushing that. But then also, like, both are pushing both.
It's been 3 years since I left Love and Hip Hop. The show ain't been the same since I've been gone. No more Stevie J. I'm doing my own thing. A lot of bitches came through and tried to take my spot. But you can never take the Puerto Rican princess crown. They know what the fuck it is. The baddest bitch is back. And I'm here to stay.
I just haven't heard from her in a little bit, and she's such a good character that
you
I
keep
think,
tabs on Jocelyn.
I think we're gonna see more of her when that show premieres. You know, it's like mm-hmm. whenever like when you know that like a truly drama housewife joins the show or like comes mm-hmm. back, you're gonna get mm-hmm. some headlines out of this.
Mm-hmm.
She was
the one who dated Stevie J, right?
Oh yeah, that's what the whole thing was. They dated originally.
I was watching Wendy, and Stevie J made like a drop in on Wendy,
mm-hmm.
and she was so
oh yeah, because they're old friends. Stevie J
she
and
was
Wendy
so like
friends.
She was like flirting with him, but also negging him heavily,
mm-hmm.
and it was just the wildest confrontation. Wendy kept singing like Faith Evans songs, like his wife is Faith mm-hmm. Evans now, and Wendy kept being like, "How's Faith? Where's Faith?" Like say, and he was just. And she was like, "You're greasy, you're slimy, you're oily." And he was like, "No, Wendy, I'm a family man. I love." She's like, "No, you're weird. You're a bad boy. You're bad." It was such a weird interaction. Wendy almost melted into a puddle. It was so crazy. Anyways,
you should play clips
this
of
whole
that.
Crew.
I'm doing well. How long are you in New York?
You look amazing. Give it up for Wendy. You're getting a lot of money around here. Look at that watch.
I've worked over 30 years. As you know, my mouth has been a lot.
Oh, I don't know where your mouth has been. I don't know nothing about that.
My mouth has talked about you throughout the 30 years.
Okay.
And I feel oil, like he's one oily.
I'm not greasy.
Yes, you are. Where's Faith?
Wait. I'm married.
Faith, I know.
She not here, stop it.
All right, Bonnie Bella.
Bonnie Bella.
Okay, what's
Hi,
going
Faith,
on?
Hi, Faith, I love you.
Okay. I love you too, Faith.
Bonnie.
Soon as I get home. It's like one of the only slow jams that I really love.
Look at Bonnie Bella.
Okay, so we have a few more topics before we get to Rita, and it's the end of the year. So Google released their most search terms of the year, and I think it's just fun to kind of go through some of these. I don't really know that there's...
Is the implication with search terms like these are the things that people didn't know and wanted to know more about, or like people they had never heard of, people that were in the news?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
But you can never really tell why people are searching things, but the WHO Weekly implication is who is this woman?
Yeah, and I don't know that they're... And I am assuming that this data means like It says the most searched person on Google was Antonio Brown. Maybe that means fully, just whatever, but I sort of suspect that it means like the most searched person that's sort of anomalous, like unusual. Like looking at the trends for most searched person, like maybe the most searched person would be like, I don't know, Jesus. You know, like,
who's searching Jesus?
No,
Bobby?
But you know what I mean? Like, there are probably like the base level searches that are always constant that are probably more
but
searched
for
than
this
these
year,
people.
The most
but
searched for, person who
for
is
this
new.
Year, the new people. Right. I think this is what this is.
The list of actors makes sense. It starts with Jesse.
Yeah.
Again, a mix of nobody knows who he is and also had a
this
big
is sort
event
of the,
happen.
And so this is sort of the thing. So it's like, I feel like people were probably searching. Like, there are probably people who are always searched more, like Will Smith, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston.
I
but
don't
because
know.
They're. You know, like, I don't really know what this data means, is what I'm saying.
I mean, there's it probably says what this data means if you click
the link.
It didn't say.
They don't say how they measure it. And
I
so,
actually think that this is
just
the
fully?
Most people that were
just
searched.
Fully?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe in spikes, it's measured in spikes. Yeah. But I do think that not a lot of people are out here searching
I just,
Brad
it's,
Pitt
it's wild to
like
me
that
more people search for James Charles than anyone else but Jussie Smollett and Antonio Brown.
But think about it. You search for people when you don't really know who they are and want to learn more. If you know who the people are, they come up in the other content that you're consuming.
Anyway.
If you're right.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, if you want to see what movies Brad Pitt's been in recently, yes, you might search Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
But that's mm-hmm. not an often, that's not for everyone everyday search. Meanwhile, Jussie Smollett, who no one has ever heard of, really, mm-hmm. gets in a trouble that makes the news, and everyone doesn't know who he is.
Yeah.
Also, number two, somebody that people do know who he is, Kevin Hart, I think people thought he was dead and were searching
Yeah,
him.
That's true. That's true. And then you've got 21 Savage on here. Lori Loughlin is on here. Jordan Woods,
Keanu
because
Reeves was on here when people were searching for his girlfriend, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
That made news. Rami Malek. I don't know. People were like, where is it? Oh, because of Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, because he won. They were like, what?
Who
he kept
he?
Winning? Who is this?
Joaquin Phoenix because of the Joker? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Kate Beckinsale? That's weird.
That's, I think, the weirdest thing on both of these lists.
Kate Beckinsale
is the number 8 most searched actor. And I sort of think she's one of those people. Who was that woman who was like queen of the internet forever?
Margolis
or whatever.
Cindy Margolis.
I think that Kate Beckinsale is like one of those. My interpretation of this is she's like straight
becoming,
dudes will always like she's always just like hot. Like I can't get into the mind of a straight
true,
guy,
but
I think she's
I
sort of the universally
wonder.
Like beloved like sex symbol for straight dude, like basic straight dudes love Kate Beckinsale. Like she was in those action movies. That's sort of how I interpret
this. But what a weird search. Like I wonder when that sparked. Maybe the Pete Davidson dating thing.
Oh fuck, I forgot about Pete Davidson. That's what did it.
Yeah, sorry. Halle Bailey, that was obviously during the Little Mermaid thing. Halle Bailey.
Yep.
And Maisie Williams, which I think was after Game of Thrones ended. Mm-hmm. People were like, what's she up to?
My favorite things on here is that the number one diet search, intermittent fasting. No
That's
one can stop talking
thing
about
on here
because no one because I forgot how big. Remember that thing that was like when an intermittent fast? It was on every time I went into Us Weekly. It was like
right.
here's the tea on intermittent fasting.
You're missing the best one on this list, number 10, which is
J-Lo diet,
which is just how do I diet like J-Lo? What is J-Lo eating or not eating?
We're never
incredible.
Gonna get, never believe anything that a celebrity says.
People
about
love
their
the
diet.
Red carpet. I don't know how you even.
That's what I didn't understand. Are they just searching?
That's a weird
red carpet. Or is it because people are
fashion?
Literally searching Golden Globes, Billy Porter, Golden Globes,
maybe.
Cardi B, like fashion. That's it. Must be that
maybe.
Right?
It's just,
red carpet, Lady Gaga.
The best on this list. Let's be real. The best thing on this list is number 4.
Amy Schumer husband.
Incredible. Not even a name. I don't even know his name. Do you remember his name? Craig, Tom,
Connor.
Connor.
Billy.
Justin.
No, I'm actually going to. No, it's. I think it's.
Amy
Scott,
Schumer husband.
Brad. It's Brad, I bet.
It's not Brad.
It's Brad.
No.
Chris. It's Chris. It's Chris Fisher.
It's Chris. He is a chef. The point is, number
yes.
4, Amy Schumer husband. Then we have weddings, which I love. This is a great one. Number 1, Miranda Lambert. Deserving.
Queen of Google. Queen of Google.
Number 2, Jennifer Lawrence. Okay, fine. Bieber. Number 3.
Fine.
4, Miley Cyrus. Number 5.
Chiki Rivera is. American singer and television personality, eldest daughter of Jenny Rivera. She is on The Riveras, which is a reality show, and the show I Love Jenny.
Where?
Both of these shows are on the network Universo.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. Number 6, Chris Pratt did get married. 7, Jonas Joe Jonas. 8, guess who's not on here?
Who isn't on here?
Priyanka Chopra, Nick Jonas. No one gave a shit.
No one gives a shit.
I'm sorry. More people gave a shit about Zoe Kravitz getting married than
and
Priyanka
Jake
Chopra,
Paul
Nick
and
Jonas.
Tana Mongeau than Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas. Ugh.
Incredible.
I love it.
Miley Cyrus
love
didn't
that.
Even get married, and they people cared more about that than
well, she
Priyanka Chopra
did.
Nick Jonas.
She did.
Oh, she did. You're right. Yeah, no, she did. Oh, she did get married. Oops.
Yeah, okay. It was just like not a big deal, but she did.
Okay.
What is Disney Plus? What is Bird Box? What is Mandalorian? What is Breakfast? What is a Boomer? What is Momo? What is a Visco Girl? We're still not going to talk about Visco Girls, by the way. And what is Area 51? Amazing. How could you not know what Area 51 is?
I'm sorry. What is Bird Box about is really funny. What is a Mandalorian? What is Bird Box about?
What is quid pro quo?
What is Brexit? Okay.
Anyway, good. Go to trends.google.com. And then it's like, click like our biggest trends of 2019. It's fun. It's fun to scroll. There's so many categories.
Moving
on. We can skip Frankie Grande's new boyfriend. It's fine.
Leon Hale. Okay, fine.
Well, his name is actually Hale Leon.
Not Leon Hale.
We don't have to talk about him.
I put this in here because that was funny. Did you see this one?
The 90 Day Fiancé thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. You can talk about it.
Angelina Pavarnik, who's trash bag from Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. She like literally came in the trash bags, remember?
Yeah, Angelina. She's hello.
And 90 Day Fiancé star Ashley Martin, who I never heard of because I don't watch 90 Day Fiancé, get into a fight after a charity
the
event.
Best,
love this.
No, but the best where they were at Sugar Factory.
I'm not done. Yeah, they're at the Sugar Factory. So they got into a screaming match at Sugar Factory on Monday night following publicist Johnny Donovan's charity Christmas party, Page Six has learned. We're told the friction began to build when Martin, 33, arrived at Meatpacking District restaurant filled with 2 unnamed friends. How dare you call Sugar Factory a restaurant? It's disgusting. Who allegedly filmed Pavarnik, 33, on their smartphone without her consent, and the MTV star lashed out. Donovan, who reps Pavarnik, or Angelina, told us on her behalf that people filming were the ones that started the fight. Angelina was just trying to defend herself because she didn't want to be filmed. Makes sense.
Sure.
The best part is, there is a photo, and it says, prior to the altercation, Martin and Pavarnik appeared to be civil as they posed together for pictures at Donovan's third annual charity Christmas party at Buca di Beppo. So.
Imagine having a Buca di Beppo at a Sugar Factory.
So they had 2 charity events. I can't breathe. There were 2 charity events.
He has a cough and it's making it worse.
I know. I'm reading about this with a cough.
Oh
my God. So there were 2 charity events. The first was at Buca di Beppo in Times Square. This was, what was this, Tuesday night? No, this was...
Party's here.
Wait. This was the same night. They started their night at Buca di Beppo.
It was last Monday.
Then they moved from Buca di Beppo.
Cab's here. And they got in the cab and they went to Sugar Factory.
Cab's here. And then they fought at the Sugar Factory.
Oh, my God.
My second favorite part about this story is that there was a blind item about this.
Oh, my God.
There's a blind about this. On December 19th, this came out on December. Okay, wait. There was a blind item about this that got updated the day after, obviously, because it was revealed who they were. But the blind item was the fight between the lowest of low, true reality stars, who most of you don't even care about. Well, apparently we do, occurred because the higher on the list star, Angelina, from a long running cable show, okay, that has been rebooted, accused the other reality star and her friends of being yachters. She didn't use that term, though. It was much more derogatory. She called them sluts.
Oh my God.
So accusing people of being a yachter is sex work, essentially. Saying, yes. You guys do sex work for money. So Angelina Trashbags said, you guys are all yachters. I love yachters becoming the...
Yeah, I know. It's a euphemism. Yeah.
But it's not even...
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, you remember this from the Lindsay Lohan conversation about how she was working on all those yachts. It's like, she's not scrubbing the poop deck. She's...
It's like the same conversation about Demi Rose, too. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
She's
okay,
not
so
scrubbing the poop deck.
Well, I don't know. What else? What other work would you do on a boat if you weren't?
I actually don't know what you do on a boat.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to know who this woman was. 90 Day Fiancé Ashley Martin. Apparently, she just broke up with her estranged husband, who's like the guy from the 90 Day Fiancé. Mm-hmm. He was the 90 Day Fiancé. She met him in Jamaica. So she went to Jamaica. She met this cutie. Mm-hmm. Then they were on 90 Day Fiancé, and then they broke up because he cheated on her and was not nice to her. Apparently, according to she filed for divorce, he cheated on her, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, that's who she is. I don't know anything more.
I just talked to the guys in the barber shop, and they told me that Jay had sex with another woman.
Hey, what's up?
I just saw the craziest thing. You're not gonna believe it.
What?
It was a video of you getting in a fight with Kendall out front. Does that ring a bell to you? Oh, because you're tattooing some girl and then walking into the bathroom to her. Does that ring a bell to you? If you show up at my house, the police will be waiting to deport your ass. So go yourself if you want to keep things, okay? Yeah, exactly. He knows he's caught. He didn't even deny it.
I just think it's funny, like, imagining me and you getting, like...
Yes.
Imagine if we like went to I'm just trying to think of an equivalent of this, and it's actually kind of hard, but like Lindsay and Bobby go to Disney World, and like their fight starts at the Hall of Presidents, but things get really nasty at Epcot Center, you know, like
it's like, just like the two worst places,
just ridiculous, yeah. Terrible, awful places to be.
It's just funny that they pose for a photo for like literally a charity event at Buca di Beppo, and then we're like, we'll fight at the after party, which is at Sugar Factory in the Meatpacking District. Awful. Who knew that New York had such wonderful places to go to beat the shit out of each other, you know?
Awful. What's next? We want to do the Sue Hepner thing?
I mean, I just thought this was so strange. Do you think this is strange?
It's a little weird. Because Hugh Hefner's son, Cooper, he took over Playboy when they were like, no more nudes. And then they were like, JK, we're going to have nudes again.
Well, that's what's so... This is a... I mean...
That's
I
the context.
This is a media story. Yeah. A little media. We're getting a little bit insider baseball here.
But now he's leaving the family business fully.
Well, so, yeah, you said it. Cooper Hefner took over after somebody else had taken over and said, no more nudes. Playboy is, like, cool again. No more nakeds. Then he came back and was like, not so fast.
We gotta have nudes again?
Nudes again. Well, because no one bought the...
This highlighted thing is very interesting. That's weird.
So, he comes back. He says, nudes are back. Then, someone else takes over. Because, mm-hmm. again, Playboy is doing terrible and only getting worse. Okay, nobody's buying these magazines, right? Uh-huh. Nudes or no nudes. So he comes back and he says, okay, I'm still like on the board.
Okay.
But I'm leaving or something.
To go to the airport.
To go launch this thing called HuffPost.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't even remember this happened. Did you remember this happened?
Yeah. I don't remember. But this was reported in Hollywood Reporter.
April 2019.
So this was earlier this year. This was reported. Someone said, I think he's basically the only remaining
Hefner
involved kind of in the day to day. Everyone else has been like bought out of this company, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's still there for some reason in the day to day. And someone says, a rep says, I thank Cooper for the passion he has brought to Playboy and his continued support as he transforms from a full time role to an advisor. We appreciate his service to our country. So this is weird. The news that he joined the Air Force came out recently, but it was in this piece from April. No one picked it up. No one really cares.
But he's not even... There are no Hefners involved in the Playboy empire anymore.
No.
That's
so
weird.
He was like, I'm leaving to start HuffPost and to join the Air Force. The HuffPost, the tagline was, arouse, inform, live, which is... Okay.
And then you found out it doesn't. It does. The Twitter account doesn't exist. It's
and
weird.
It said, a 2020 launch is expected. The Twitter, which did exist, now does not exist. I went to see if it like, was even whatever. Mm-hmm. And now the news gets pushed back again. Like, somebody did a repush of this Air Force thing because he posted these photos on his Instagram of him, like, shaking a hand in front of a flag and, like, mm-hmm. literally, I'm joining mm-hmm. the Air Force. He got engaged and married this girl in, like, 4 months or something and then joined the Air Force. And not that I think that, like, joining the Air Force is weird. I just thought this guy's, like, Hefner trajectory was very strange.
His specific trajectory is bizarre.
Bizarre. Because, obviously, HuffPost is not happening.
No. No.
Playboy is barely happening,
Don't launch a new media company in 2020, please. Don't. No one, please. If you're thinking about it, don't do it.
And also, not to be whatever, but these kids were bought out pretty substantially. They're fine. Hefner's kids or whatever.
Yeah. Join the Air Force. Fine.
Join the Air Force.
A great move, honestly. A great move. Also a great move talking about Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number.
what's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
This, as Lindsay said, this is a lie. This headline from pinkvilla.com. Rita Ora says she feels...
What is this website?
It's a new one. I'd never seen it before. But there are a lot of Rita headlines in Pink Villa. There are a couple. So it's like the new web. It's the new Inquisitor. Rita Ora says she feels too famous to go out for coffee.
Is it just a copy of Inquisitor?
It's basically the same thing. And it says in the Sun, they asked her at a Masked Singer event. They were like,
"Oh, it's from the Sun, though." It's
yeah.
From
they were aggregating
the Sun.
How would you spend the day if you were anonymous? And she said, I'm going to be boring and say something really simple. I'd love to go shopping on Portobello Road with my sister and my mom, grab coffee and cake in a cute little cafe, and have a wander around the streets. It's been a little while since I've been able to do that, and I can't think of a better way to spend the day. Rita, you can go have coffee. Put on a different wig. It's fine. No one will know who you are.
Interesting. On this website, there is a little icon in Hindi. And if you click it, the whole website turns into Hindi. So it must be like an Indian. Yeah. So I think it's, yeah. Anyways, it's from India.
The top story on Pink Villa is about Robbie Williams. Okay. Next headline, Rita Ora, back to Inquisitor, thank God. Rita Ora spends Christmas in a tiny blue bikini on a yacht, which it's a good bikini. The slug is Rita-Ora-Christmas-bikini.
She took her whole family on a yacht. If you saw her grams, she brought her books. Did you see the screenshot of her books? Incredible.
Yeah, I love that. So many people were sending us the books.
Oh, she had a great stack of books. Me, I always love to take a picture of a stack of books before I go on vacation. Never read one of them.
Did you see the photo of...
This is festive. This is as festive as she gets.
And rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That'd be nice. And we'll see you in the new year. We'll see you in 2020. Call us at 619-WHO-THEM if you have any questions, comments, or concerns.
I just want to also, I want to thank Happy New Year also. And I want to thank, I didn't give her proper credit, but my friend Marion is the one who suggested that I do the Hunica song.
Yeah, it was a great song. Everyone loved it, obviously. Give her a shout out. Great job, Lindsay.
She knew. She did it. It's fine.
Bye. See you Friday.
Bye.
You will drive it. Yeah. Yeah. They want to know.
To be famous.